CQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation. 98Q Country.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Heads up, Florida. Tropical storm Idalia is headed your way. Could be a hurricane by the time of landfall in the Big Bend region in the next day or two. The National Hurricane Center's Jamie Rome is urging people to keep track of the storm's progress.
If you're anywhere from the west central Florida coast through the panhandle, you need to be thinking about and preparing for a potential hurricane coming later, or Tuesday into Wednesday.
Governor Ron DeSantis has issued a state of emergency. It covers the Gulf Coast from the southwestern city of Fort Myers north through Panama City and the panhandle. A vigil in Jacksonville, Florida, mourning those killed during Saturday's racist attack at a dollar store.
Some 200 people attended an evening vigil a block from the Dollar General store, where authorities say a 21-year-old white man wearing a mask and brandishing a weapon with a swastika fatally shot three black people in a predominantly black neighborhood. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis attended the vigil and was booed.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is here.
DeSantis told the community that what the gunman did is totally unacceptable in the state of Florida. I'm Donna Water.
Nothing yet on the cause of the deadly aircraft crash in Australia. It killed three U.S. Marines, eight others hospitalized in Darwin. The Osprey tilt rotor aircraft crashed during a multi-nation training exercise. On the Trump legal front, one-time White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows will be in federal court today in Georgia as he tries to get his case transferred from state court. Wall Street this morning, stock futures pointing to a higher open so far. The Dow futures up 141 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-940-6161. That's 1-800-940-6161. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-940-6161. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercial.
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi says his country's role as a G20 host this year will be focusing on highlighting the concerns of the developing world.
Modi has also proposed the African Union become permanent members of the forum. As host of the G20 this year, India has consistently appealed for the fractured grouping to reach consensus on issues that disproportionately affect developing countries or the so-called Global South. Officials are trying to reach a consensus, even if the broader east-west split over Ukraine can't be resolved.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. A Russian-born Swedish citizen has been charged with collecting information for Russia's military intelligence service, GRU, for almost a decade. Sweden's prosecution authority says a 60-year-old is accused of gross illegal intelligence activities against Sweden and against a foreign power. News and analysis, townhall.com. The White House observing today's 60th anniversary of the March on Washington.
President Biden and Vice President Harris will commemorate the anniversary by meeting with organizers of the 1963 gathering, as well as relatives of the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., who delivered his I Have a Dream speech at the Lincoln Memorial. The Oval Office meeting will be held 60 years after President John F. Kennedy and King met at the White House on the morning of the march.
White House correspondent Craig Clugston. An Illinois judge set to decide whether the father of the man accused of fatally shooting 7 people at a suburban Chicago 4th of July parade will himself stand trial. Robert Cremo Jr. is charged with 7 counts of reckless conduct. Prosecutors say he helped his son obtain a gun license 3 years before the 2022 mass killing. So again, on Wall Street this morning, stock futures pointing to a higher open. More on these stories, townhall.com.
90% of patients with dementia experience aggression and anxiety caused by damage to brain tissue. Agitation, which can result in screaming, hitting, restlessness, and wandering, affects over half of Alzheimer's disease patients. Hi, I'm Representative Lauren Matsumoto from Hawaii and Women in Government Board Chair. It's important to know that Alzheimer's affects more than just memory. Discussing these changes with a care team can help identify potential treatment options. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
Cookie wants to be a professional wrestler.
I'm Cookie Serratos and I'm 11 years old.
She also wants to win all the medals. That's why Cookie and her family make every day count, squeezing out her best with Go-Go Squeeze.
Okay, Cookie, let's break for a Go-Go Squeeze.
Go-Go Squeeze fruit-on-the-go pouches are a nutritious snack made from 100% fruit with no sugar added.
Go, Cookie!
Because when you nurture your kids, you squeeze out the best in them. Squeeze out the best with Go-Go Squeeze. Not a low-calorie food. Products range from 11 to 13 grams of sugar and 60 to 70 calories per serving.
Did you know that driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal? Driving high will get you a DUI. And if you're wondering if law enforcement can tell you're driving high, well, everyone else can. Friends?
I can tell you drove high.
Parents?
I can tell when you drive high.
Relatives?
I can tell. You drove here high, didn't you?
So what makes you think law enforcement can't?
I can tell.
If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
See Dependable, made in the USA appliances at Akron Appliance and TV, downtown Medford. Appliances by KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana in stock. Whether it's just one piece or an entire kitchen suite or new laundry, they have something for every budget. Remodeling or building soon? Now is the perfect time to lay away a new appliance package, and they can hold it until your project is ready. Interest-free financing is always available on your new appliance package, and always service after the sale at Akron Appliance and TV, downtown Medford.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayland. A new bipartisan assembly task force will explore the impact of AI in Wisconsin.
Nina Republican Representative Nate Gustafson will co-chair the panel. He admits some of us are apprehensive about AI.
You know, I think it starts with the foundation that a lot of people are getting their misconceptions of what AI can do, kind of based off of the Terminator. I'll put it out there very bluntly like that.
And of course, AI is already in common use.
The press release that I put out speaking of me becoming the chair of the task force was actually generated using ChatGPT.
Gustafson expects to begin meetings in September. Governor Tony Evers' administration has also announced formation of an AI task force. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wisconsin Congressman Glenn Grothman attended last week's Republican presidential debate in Milwaukee and had a couple of disappointing moments.
For Ramaswamy, when he said everybody else on the stage was bought and paid for, words to that effect. And that's obviously ridiculous. And DeSantis, while I went there kind of hoping for the best, and I think he did win the debate, I think when he equivocated on whether or not Mike Pence should have approved the Electoral College, I thought it didn't look very presidential. He should have just said, yes, Mike Pence did the right thing.
The 6th District Republican said former President Trump's decision to skip the debate at Fiserv Forum was a mistake, allowing the other candidates to highlight themselves. The First Lady is heading to Wisconsin this week. Joe Biden will join Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin Thursday in Madison for an event to highlight the importance of early detection and improving access to cancer screenings. Mrs. Biden will then speak at an educator appreciation event with the National Education Association and American Federation of Teachers in Madison before rejoining Baldwin that evening for a political fundraiser. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Wisconsin Radio Network has been on the air for more than 25 years and now boasts more than 100 broadcast signals statewide. Award-winning journalists bringing you news and sports stories that are important to you and your family. Bill Scott's Titletown digs deep into Packer coverage throughout the season. Plus, we're at the Capitol every day. Wisconsin Radio Network has the resources, social media, and digital presence to help you meet your business goals. Business owners, reach out for a meeting with a strategic marketing executive today at WRN.com. That's WRN.com.
AgriAmerica was built for the American farmer and rancher, a great combination of the ag information you need and the country music you love. Download the app today or go to agriamerica.com, your number one source for ag news and country's greatest hits. agriamerica.com.
Everyone can help keep our roads safe. In my truck, I'll remember to follow at a safe distance. When you need to merge in front of a truck, please leave plenty of space. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
A 47-year-old man is dead following a UTV crash in southwest Wisconsin. Grant County Sheriff's Office says Jarvis Eastlick lost control while negotiating a curve and was thrown off the vehicle in Paris Township Friday evening. Emergency crews found Eastlick pinned underneath the vehicle. They pronounced him dead at the scene after removing the UTV. And UW-Madison students will have a new campus safety app.
UW-Madison police spokesman Mark Lovicott says the department is upgrading its old Whisk Guardian app into Badger Safe, and the upgrade will allow them to keep people safe in real time.
We want our community to be able to have resources available to them at the touch of a button to keep them safe and secure, but also access other campus resources that they may not think about, like mental health resources.
Lovicott says the app will only contact the police when you tell it to, like in an emergency or when you're chatting with officers. You can find links to the app on Google Play or the Apple Store. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And I'm Tad Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Here's that Price County Senior Dining menu for tomorrow, for Tuesday, the 29th of August. Get those orders in by 1:30 today, please. Shaved ham? No, spaghetti actually tomorrow. Sorry. Spaghetti and meatballs tomorrow on the 29th. Breadstick, lettuce salad with tomato, and strudel stick. Price County Senior Dining. Give them a call for more information, 715-339-2158.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Mostly sunny skies today with chances for showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. A high near 76. Winds out of the southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Those showers and thunderstorm chances continue tonight. Low around 55. A northwest wind around 5. No rain Tuesday, just partly sunny skies, high near 66, a north wind around 10 miles an hour, gusting up to 20. Wednesday, sunny, high near 73, a south wind up to 5 miles an hour. Thursday, sunny, high near 76, a south wind of 10 to 15 miles an hour. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 58 degrees.
I'm Rob Dreeslein, and this is from the pages of Outdoor News, sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955. In the most recent Outdoors After Dark stargazing column, author Bob Dreeslein told readers that a supermoon is coming up on August 30th. I'll share more insights about supermoons and what to expect at the end of this month when we return. But first,
pick up everything you need to wrap up summer and head into Labor Day at Fleet Farm. Get deals on cookout favorites and snacks, like a Charbroil 4-burner gas grill, on sale $199.99. A 16-pound bag of Kingsford charcoal briquettes, $9.99. 24-pack of Fleet Farm bottled water, just $3. And 1-pound bags of pistachios are just $6.49. We have what you need for your everyday life. Fleet Farm.
Welcome back. Our moon travels around Earth in an elliptical orbit. At its farthest point in its orbit from Earth, called apogee, the moon is nearly 252,000 miles away. At its closest point, called perigee, it's about 222,000 miles away. So 30,000 miles closer. According to NASA, when a full moon coincides with perigee, a so-called supermoon occurs. Because the moon is nearly 14% closer to Earth at perigee than at apogee, it appears slightly larger and up to 30% brighter. There will be four supermoons in 2023, including the one which will occur on Wednesday, August 30th, and will be the biggest and brightest of the 13 full moons that will occur during this calendar year. You may also hear that August 30th moon referred to as a blue moon. That's a term used to describe any full moon that is the second to occur within a single calendar month. It has nothing to do with the moon's color. So get out and look for the big moon on August 30th. I'm Rob Dreeslein, and this has been from the pages of Outdoor News. Read more at OutdoorNews.com.
Brand new country. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away?
Thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spend it all at a jewelry
store. Really cool station.
98Q Country.
Austin Lynch with Stars Like Confetti at 98Q Country. Oh, some beautiful pre-fall. Is that a good way to put it? Later, although we got a lot of summer left yet. You can feel the fall starting to eke its way in here with a few cooler mornings. And there's always a couple of those trees that just overachieve. They want to just change colors really early. Dropping a few leaves already in your backyard. Just a little warning sign of what's to come. We've got a beautiful day today, 76 for the high, maybe an afternoon scattered thunderstorm, but a real nice week of weather. Going to warm up this weekend into the mid-upper 80s, it looks like, by late in the weekend. But Monday through Friday, real nice. We'll get to our birthdays. If you've got somebody celebrating today, we'd love to wish him a happy birthday or anniversary. Give him a chance to win that cake. 715-762-3221. All of our birthday celebrants. We will get to those in just a moment.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water, pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the Leading Bargain liquid detergent.
We're going abroad for the first time in years, to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Adventure begins at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. 16 stages filled with sword fighting, fire breathing, music, magic, juggling, and more. Delicious food and drink fit for royalty. Live Armored Jousting, and our marketplace is a shopper's dream. 7 weekends from August 19th through October 1st. Get your discount tickets today at renaissancefest.com. Park and ride recommended or prepaid parking passes required. Huzzah! More information to plan your adventure at renaissancefest.com.
Every Monday is Wimpy Monday. $2 burgers at Burgers Bar and Grill, Highway 13 Phillips. And don't forget happy hour. Every day they're open from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Closed Wednesday. You've built a business to be proud of. It provides for your family, employees, and your community. Shouldn't you protect this valuable asset? At Forward Insurance, we have a full line of commercial insurance options to meet your needs. Stop in to see one of the experienced hometown agents to hear more about the benefits of moving forward together. Or visit online at www.forward.bank/insurance. Conveniently located in Park Falls and Phillips. All right, birthdays, if you're celebrating on this 28th day of August, on this Monday, you are sharing your day with Honey Boo Boo today. Alana Thompson is her real name. Honey Boo Boo, star of the Here Comes Honey Boo Boo reality TV show, is 18 today. Boy, how do you say this? Kvenzen. Okay, they have a pronunciation key, so let's try this together. Kvenzen. All right, Kvenzen A. Wallace. She is the youngest person ever nominated for a Best Actress Oscar. She was 9 when she got the nod for Beast of the Southern Wild in 2013, though she lost out to Jennifer Lawrence, who was 13 years her senior. So she's 20 today. Cassidy Pope, former rock singer, now country singer, is 34 today. Arnie Hammer, the actor, the man from Uncle, The Lone Ranger, Mirror Mirror, and others, 37 today. Leanne Rimes is celebrating today. She was supposed to be at Lake of the Torches a few weeks back, but she had to cancel, and she's already rescheduled for next year. So the Grammy winner, she won Star Search at age 8 and went on to become the youngest country star since Tanya Tucker. And her breakthrough 1986 hit and debut album, 41 for Leanne Rimes today. Jake Owen, our guy Jake Owen, he was here as a part of Log Jam in Phillips a few years back. Had a chance to meet him, photo op there. So the Florida native was going to be a professional golfer until an accident ended those dreams. Instead, he became a country singer. He's pretty good at it. Jake Owen, our guy, 42 today. Matthew John Armstrong, the actor from TV's Heroes and American Dreams, is 50. Sherry Austin, the Australian singer, also a stage actress, is 53. Jack Black, the actor, singer, guitarist, has starred in such films as Bernie, Gulliver's Travels, Thunder, King Kong, King of Rock, was a good one. 54 for funny man Jack Black today. Him and his buddy, Tenacious D, a rather quirky, they're actually very talented, but they do some quirky stuff. It's pretty funny. Jason Priestley, the actor from Beverly Hills 90210 and others, is 54. Eileen Regina Edwards, you know who that is? That's Shania. Shania Twain, Canadian singer, has 5 Grammy Awards and 3 Diamond Certified albums. Her 1997 release, Come On Over, is the best-selling country album of all time. She was formerly married to her record producer. She's been having a few health issues lately. She's 58 today, Shania. Jennifer Coolidge, the Boston native, played Stifler's mom in American Pie. Barbie on Joey, or Bobby rather, on the show Joey and Others. 62 for Jennifer Coolidge today. Who else is sharing your day? Emma Sams, the English-born TV actress, is 63. Scott Hamilton, Olympic figure skater, 55, now commentator. David Soul, the actor, Starsky and Hutch, one half of Starsky and Hutch, is 80 today. Who else here? Roxy Roker, the TV actress from The Jeffersons. She passed away in 95. Born on this day, Billy Grammer, G-R-A-M-M-E-R, the Benton, Illinois native, was a regular on the Jimmy Dean TV show in the 50s. His biggest hit was Gotta Travel On, which reached the top 5 on both the pop and country charts. I don't know if I've ever heard that song before. Let's see if we got it here. You remember Billy Grammer? I don't remember Billy Grammer, and we don't have the song, so sorry. We will continue to not remember. Billy Grammer, born on this day in 1925. He passed away back in 2011. The Pike Lake Chain Firefighters invite you out for their 43rd annual Fun Day Celebration. It's Sunday, September 3rd. This celebration is filled with food, raffles, games for the kids and the adults that begin at 12 noon. Some raffle items include a paddleboard, $500 meat certificate, an iPad, a 6-foot Northwood-style wooden sofa, a chainsaw, $250 gas certificates, St. Croix rod and reel, electric bike, and much, much more. And there's the $1,000 cash drawing. That's at 6 p.m. We'll see you at Pike Lake Chain Firefighters Fun Day, Sunday, September 3rd, located at the Fire Hall on Fire Lane 144 west of Minocqua and east of Fifield in the Pike Lake area.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Mostly sunny skies today with chances for showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. A high near 76. Winds out of the southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Those showers and thunderstorm chances continue tonight. Low around 55. A northwest wind around 5. No rain Tuesday, just partly sunny skies, high near 66, a north wind around 10 miles an hour, gusting up to 20. Wednesday, sunny, high near 73, a south wind up to 5 miles an hour. Thursday, sunny, high near 76, a south wind of 10 to 15 miles an hour. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 59 degrees.
If you like it now,
hot new country.
If you liked it then,
I like hearing songs that I know.
You'll love us.
98Q Country. redneck. 98 Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl in mind. You took the single out of my life. Now I can't wait to see you tonight. In my CJC, messing with my rear view. No, I don't feel like me, girl, if I ain't got you. In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl. In that picture, in my pocket, on my cell phone when I lock it. It's all you. There ain't nothing I want to myself. If it's up to me, there'd never be nobody else. In that blue beach chair by my side, the sun don't even wanna be there. Girl, if you ain't the one. In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl. Took the single out of my life. Now, girl, you always be the only one I wanna see. Up in my t-shirt and my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl. In that picture, in my pocket, on my cell phone when I lock it. It's all you.
Parmalee, 98 Q Country at 847. Well, we told you last week that our front office lady, Nancy Johnson, she's been here over 20 years. She decided to retire. She's not with us anymore, so we've been kind of going through the process of trying to find someone to replace her, and we've had, a lot of interest. We thank everyone for their interest in maybe doing Nancy's job, but I'll tell you, we've had some interesting applicants come into our radio station, and we've had, well, I thought it would just be appropriate that we let you, our listeners, decide maybe if one of the people that we have applying is appropriate for this job or not. So we're just going to, he called me this morning, insisted going on the air, so we'll do it. And we've got Carl on the line with us. Carl.
We're already there.
Carl. Hello, Carl.
Hello.
How you? So we appreciate all of your 73 voicemails that you've left us concerning this job, Carl. Are you working right now, Carl? This is an on-air interview for you, all right?
Currently, I'm not working, but I'm looking to be gainfully employed again soon.
Okay.
And the reason I call all the time is I like to show that I'm persistent, and the job calls for that.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going through the application process here and all the questions that would typically be on a resume. Are you a convicted felon, Carl?
Convicted?
Convicted, yes.
No, never. Never convicted.
All right. Have you ever been incarcerated for the use of illegal narcotics?
I have not been, but I do have to admit that I'm on some prescription pills to keep my blood pressure down because I get heated sometimes, especially when I'm trying to do collections.
Oh, okay.
I feel heated because I got a real moral aversion to not paying your bills.
There you go. So what do you think? What's your best quality, Carl, to take over the front office job here at 98Q? What do you bring to the fold?
Well, I'm available.
Okay.
First off. And I'm nice to people, and I can be there on time every time. Mm-hmm. And I'll also bring my own lunch, so you don't have to worry about that.
Right. Is that it? Is that your big three right there, Carl?
Top three. I could do the job. So besides that, I would say those are the three that I'm probably the best at right now.
Okay. All right. Well, let's just do a little on-air scenario here of collections. Okay. Phone rings. And I pick up and I say, Bob's Laundromat, how can I help you?
Yes. Hello, is this Bob?
Yeah, this is Bob. Yes, sir.
Bob, this is Carl, and I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I'm calling to collect the money that you owe us. Are you going to pay your bill, yes or no?
Can I write you a check that's post-dated, like September 15th? Can I do that?
Sure, I don't care what you do. You could say yes or no. I just got to check the box here and let them know that you're going to pay the bill. So you're going to post-date the second party out-of-state check? Is that what I heard?
Yeah, it's a third-party check, actually. Yeah.
Third-party check.
Yeah.
Sure. Send it along.
All right. Well, Carl, we've got a lot of applications, so we have a lot to think about, but... we certainly appreciate your interest, and you can stop leaving voicemails now if you want to. We know that you're persistent. We get that part, okay?
Okay, fine.
Okay.
Look, I'll wait for you to call me about the job. I'll get dressed right now, and I'll wait.
All right.
I'll wait for you to call.
All right, Carl. Good talking to you, as always. Carl, okay. You have a great day.
Toodaloo.
Toodaloo. Carl. Got a lot to think about.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need, from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's. Every Monday is Wimpy Monday. $2 burgers at Burgers Bar and Grill, Highway 13 Phillips. And don't forget happy hour. Every day they're open from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Closed Wednesday.
Labor Day weekend, you can find all the fun at the Glidden Area Community Fair starting Saturday, September 2nd at 9 a.m. with a fun day of softball, fair exhibits, a historical museum, noon to 6 p.m. It's the corn roast, kitty rides, and raffles, along with great concessions. All your favorite beverages, quarter bingo, and at 3 p.m. join in on the frozen t-shirt contest for all ages. At noon, take in the horse pull, and at 4:30 p.m. it's big money bingo. We'll see you at the Glidden Community Fair at Marion Park in beautiful Glidden, Wisconsin.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Mostly sunny skies today with chances for showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. A high near 76. Winds out of the southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Those showers and thunderstorm chances continue tonight. Low around 55. A northwest wind around 5. No rain Tuesday. Just partly sunny skies. High near 66. A north wind around 10 miles an hour. Gusting up to 20. Wednesday, sunny, high near 73, a south wind up to 5 miles an hour. Thursday, sunny, high near 76, south wind of 10 to 15 miles an hour. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 59 degrees.
It's not the same songs every 10 minutes like you hear on the other stations.
Go ahead and turn it up.
Yeah, but
98Q Country.
Down that I'm up, that I'm up, holding tall, holding tall.
father doesn't. You know where my skeleton sleep. Hypothetically, if you ever kill your husband, hand on the Bible, I'd be lying.
Sitting at home.